Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. This is the last in a series of recordings about the relationship between Paul and Timothy, a relationship from which we can learn a great deal, whether we are called to be a Paul or a Timothy. And surely all of us will be a Paul or a Timothy at different times in our Christian lives. We've looked at the idea that Timothy was willing to pay the price to be trained by Paul, to be trained, to be effective in the mission. He was also willing to face his fears, though he was sometimes seen as a man of timidity, yet also he displayed great courage in following Paul, and then when even separated from him, stood up for what he believed. He lived by faith and was not controlled by his fears. And so in conclusion, let's have a look at the depth and the breadth of Timothy's influence and impact. We find that from being that young man that Paul took under his wing in Acts 16, that later he is sent by Paul to help the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. We find that he preached in Corinth with Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. We also find that he was sent to Macedonia with Erastus. He's entrusted with a mission there in Acts 19. He's also sent by Paul to help the church in Corinth. He knows that Timothy can be a good ambassador for him in a sense, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. He's with Paul in Corinth later when Paul writes to the Romans, Romans 16. He goes on a journey with Paul to Jerusalem in Acts 20. And he's with Paul when Paul writes Colossians, Philemon and Philippians at the time when Paul was a prisoner. It's quite possible that Timothy may have been a prisoner with him at the time, although that's not certain. But he was with Paul in that dangerous situation. He is left in Ephesus by Paul and entrusted with a church in 1 Timothy chapter 1. And later on we find that he himself ends up being a prisoner. That's the meaning of, or the assumption from Hebrews 13 and verse 23, where it says, I want you to know that our brother Timothy has been released. If he arrives soon, I will come with him to see you. So Timothy's just been released, but he's been in prison, just like his mentor Paul. When we look at this and we read 1st and 2nd Timothy and all those passages in Acts where and other parts of the New Testament where we see Timothy mentioned, it is amazing. It is incredible how a young man ended up having so much impact. Who is to say that your influence and mine, that your impact and mine, will be any less than Timothy's? Why do we think so little of ourselves? Perhaps we need more training. Like Timothy, we need to be willing to pay the price for training and to pay the price for growing in our effectiveness in the mission. If we are willing to face our fears, like Timothy did, and to respond with faith in times of testing, like Timothy did, then we will grow. We will grow and become effective for God, building his kingdom, spreading the word, engaging in the mission, and seeing God glorified. I hope that these recordings about Paul and Timothy have inspired you, if you're a Timothy, to find a Paul. Find a Paul to inspire your faith and train you. But I also hope it's inspired some of us as Pauls to go and find a Timothy, to find a young man, a young woman whom we can train. And we can teach the same lessons that God has taught us. Whether you're a Paul or a Timothy right now, or in the future, whether you're going to be a Paul or a Timothy, I hope that as we imitate them and learn from them, that we also will be used mightily by God. I hope these podcasts have been helpful. Let me know if you think there are other subjects that you'd find interesting. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.